This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, hi everyone, it's Simon Smart. This week I'm bringing you an interview with Dr. Patricia Wira-Coon, who is a sexuality educator, researcher and therapist, and is well known as a sexologist. You might have seen her on TV programs like Good Sex on the 10 Network or on SBS's Agony Aunts, where she gave advice on relationships and sexual issues. Tonight, Dr. Wira-Coon delves into what she thinks makes for a good sex life. We pick up the interview after she's just explained that our biology, brain chemistry and so on, drives us towards bonding with one person in a long-term relationship. I began by suggesting that that's a very different message from what we typically hear today.
That's what makes it so amazing, that the Bible's one-person, long-term, committed relationship, one, is hardwired in our brains. We have the chemicals. We call them the cuddle hormones. And the more you make love to the same person, the more bonded you are. Now, we also know from research that families and long-term married relationships are the best place to bring up children. It's the best for families. It's the best for society. This is what research is showing.
So more lovemaking, better good for our relationships, yeah?
Definitely, because it's so fascinating. The more sex you have, and especially if you have orgasms, you send up chemicals known as prolactin and oxytocin. These cause you to bond to the person you're having sex with. Interestingly, this happens whenever you have sex. Now, what does that say about casual sex? There is nothing called casual sex. You bond with a person when you have sexual intercourse. That is why breaking up is so painful. You cannot have intercourse with someone and just walk away and not leave a part of yourself with that person.
That seems to run a bit counter to the popular perception that sex with one person is something that is dull, it becomes boring.
Sex with one person for a lifetime can become boring. Because, you see, you're staying with that person and you are bonded to that person. You can't stay in that limerence in love relationship forever. You can't. You die because of what it does to your brain.
You're going mad.
You go crazy because it just sends all your senses just into a tailspin.
You never get anything done. That's the other thing, possibly.
You'll be obsessed.
Now, is there advice that you give to people about keeping their sex lives fresh and interesting, even though they're staying together with the one person?
Yes, of course. You see, what you are when you are in that bonded phase, it's like living with an old slipper. You know, it's kind of old and it's kind of lost its hair and it's kind of bulging in the wrong places. But you wouldn't throw it away because you just want to be with your old slipper.
And
it's
it
just
fits.
So comfortable. It fits. Now, what do? You want to bring in just that bit of spark of excitement. So what do? You do things that actually send your adrenaline up, bring the limerence back. So think back on exciting things you did. I mean, for me and my husband, we've realized that one of the most exciting things we can do is watch a rugby union match together. That brings back limerence for us.
I'm not sure that's going to work in my house.
Something that makes it exciting. For some people, it could be bungee jumping. Wouldn't recommend it for everybody. But find something that you did that makes you fall in love all over again.
Is it that we are more than just physical beings, that there's a spiritual element to this as well?
Having sex with someone is the most close and intimate thing you can ever do. Why would you do something like having sexual intercourse unless it truly had a purpose beyond just two bodies coming together?
Now, what should we hope for our sexual lives?
I think we hope for one man, one woman, wonderful, frequent sex, and sex as is comfortable to the partners for the rest of our lives.
Well, that's Dr. Patricia Wira-Coon. On a related matter, here's an interesting statistic from Internet Filter Review. They say that at $13 billion, the revenues of the sex and porn industry in the US are bigger than the NFL, the NBA and Major League Baseball combined. Now, that might seem like a colossal tidal wave. How do we respond to that? Join me tomorrow night when I keep talking with Dr. Patricia Wirra-Koon, this time about pornography and the impact it's having. I'll see you then.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.